So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So, I don't know what went on with the countdown, the very first countdown that we've got. I'm very proud of that. Welcome everybody. So today's a little bit different. Mondays used to be the Business Growth Show, and really we're really focusing on marketing more than anything. So we changed it to a Funnel Experts. It's a brand that we've got coming through where we help people design their funnels, create their landing pages, create their email sequence, create their lead magnets, their PDFs, their training courses. We help them actually sell their training courses. We produce all the social media content for it. And so we thought, let's just change Monday's Business Growth Show to Funnel Experts. And here we are. I'm not sure if the internet's working properly. It's just a few little bits of lag and that kind of thing. Let me know if you can hear me all right, and I'll check the comments section periodically. And if you can't hear me, then you don't even know what I've just said. But anyway, okay. So one of the things I want to go through in today's session. So we had a chat with a very nice lady today, and one of the things that she was after was she wanted to create like a landing page, and on the landing page, they can give quotes, they can book strategy calls, they can schedule phone calls with people, they can download this, they can do that, they can go to Mars, they can book a holiday. Do you know what I mean? They wanted to do every single thing from Facebook, from like a Facebook ad, directly onto a landing page. But on that landing page, it had like a million different things that she wanted it to do. And you know what? Really, it just doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is it's like this. And the analogy that I used with her, she's a happily married lady, but I said, just imagine for one second that you went on to Tinder, that well-known popular dating app, and you met a guy, let's call him Tarquin, and Tarquin is messaging you saying, hey, let's go on a date. And she's thinking, yeah, I would do that. And then you get on a date, and then Tarquin is, he's got names of his future kids, he knows where he wants to live with you, he's named the dogs that you're going to have, he knows what wedding dress you're going to wear, he knows what you're going to play at your wedding. Like, you would run 1,000 miles, right? And so that's the same mistake that people are making on their marketing. They're trying to give it all away on day one. And you can't do that in marketing. You've got to date your clients. I mean, not literally date your clients. Do you know what I mean? That's a little bit kind of overstepping the mark a little bit. But you've got to bring them in, and you've got to start selling the next step. You see, when you get a date on Match or whatever other popular dating app you might want to use, when you get a date, the idea is not to plan the names of your kids and where you're going to live and how you're going to retire and all that kind of thing. The whole point of getting a date is to get date number two. And when you've got date number two, the point is to get date number three, and then date number four, and then date number five. One of the jokes that I had a long time ago was that we went, me and my wife, we went on 9 different dates. In fact, it was 9 different dates, and then it was a movie. In fact, you could have said it was dinner, 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 Batman. Anyway, that was the joke that I thought was very funny. Most people don't. Anyway, so the idea with your marketing is not that you go bleh and vomit everything out that you can offer a potential client. The idea is to sell the next step. And when we do our marketing funnels and we help people create these marketing funnels, that's really all we want to do. And so the very first question is, what is the next step that you want that person to take? Well, I want them to buy from me. Well, that's not going to happen. Not straight off a Facebook ad, straight off the bat. Nobody does that these days, unless it's like a product. You know, it's a case for a phone or a water bottle or some chairs, but you've done your research and you've seen the right price and then you buy. Like, you've got to get really lucky with that. That's not how marketing works. The way that marketing works is you demonstrate your ability, or you entice them with some value. And we call that like a lead magnet, or it could be a training course. So, for example, in my Facebook group, we get people into a Facebook group, which is where we're going live. And one of the ways in which we do that is we offer free training, and that's available if you pin at the top. There's some free training there at the top in the mastermind group that I run. Or we get people to book a strategy call, or we get them to download the podcasts, or we get them to watch a video, whatever that happens to be. If we can get them to do one of those things, let's say we get them to watch a video. Great. They're now watching a video. It might be a 2-minute video where I'm talking about whatever it happens to be. But for those 2 minutes, they're watching me. And we're knocking down some of these barriers to entry. We're knocking down some of these things that stop us from closing business. And in addition to that, we're also building rapport. People are getting to know me. They're getting to know my shit Batman jokes, if you missed that. And they're either going to love you or they're going to hate you, which is great on either one. If they love you, wonderful, they'll love you some more. And if they hate you, great, they're never going to waste your time and you're never going to know who they are. But you've got to start selling the next step. And the problem for most people is they're trying to give everything away on day one, phone call number one. Well, we can do this and we can do that and we can do that and we can do this. One of the things I remember from a long, long time ago, and I can't remember where I saw it from, and it was a guy that was in a meeting. I think I might have been in a meeting with Dell, and I was following one of the guys around. I was fairly new there, and he went and he was going, yeah, we can do this, we can do that, we can do that. And he says, oh, stop, hang on a second. Before I start over-promising all this stuff, let me promise you one thing. And let's do that right first. And then when we've got that right, let's then move on to some of the other things that we can do. And I loved that as an idea, because we go out of our way to try and promise this and promise that and promise this, and it's too much. And you're over-promising and under-delivering. How about you just do one thing and you do it really well? Like, and that one thing, by the way, should be the next step. So, for example, one of the businesses that we do right now, work for, they have a product that I can't say too much about what their business is without giving it all away. So one of the things that they do is they have to entice customers by giving something away. And so it says, before you do X, download our free guide and avoid these 7 mistakes. That's a great example of a lead magnet. And some people go, oh, that's, you know, people were doing that 10 years ago. And you're absolutely right, but it's the delivery in the way that that's done. Nobody wants ebooks anymore. Download my ebook. And everybody knows, first of all, an ebook isn't an ebook. It's more like a pamphlet. Okay. So don't call it an ebook, call it a guide. And don't just have text. Like, you know, you've typed it up on Word and you've saved it, and there you go, I'll just PDF that little thing. You want it to look good. Okay. And then it should have value in it. It should also build credibility. It should also have calls to action. It should also have a certain level of emotion, which helps persuade people. It should have some logical closes. It should have some emotional closes, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you can do that in a free PDF guide, by the way. We do that successfully for a couple of our businesses. But also, the other side of this that you can do is you can actually run training courses. So like we offer, you know, free training on time management, for example. So if you're stuck on time management, you can download the training. It does a number of things. One, it gets you into the Facebook group. Two is it gets you into our mailing list. Number three, it gets you used to me speaking to people and speaking to you and explaining things. And eventually those people usually become customers at some point or another. We had one guy, I was talking on stage back in 2008, I think it was. And we sold him a website a couple of months ago. And that was 12 years later. He said, yeah, it takes me a while to get around to doing stuff. He was a slow cooker, right? But we didn't, back at the time, try and sell him everything, but he knew who we were. We built credibility, we built trust, and then we just happened to pop up on his timeline again, or he came across us again, and he bought a website from us, which is wonderful. That's the whole point, right? But you've got to get in front of people first. Let me just see, by the way, because one piece of advice that came up that I just gave to a client this morning, actually, which is very valid. Let's just see if I can find it. Let me have a look here. And they were like, okay, how do we drive even more traffic? And so it was a list of 3 things that I gave, and I just wanted to share it now as well. So one of them is, like, you've got to build awareness. Like, if you've got this funnel and you're giving something away, or you're giving a strategy call or some free training or a free guide or a tester, you know, a 7-day trial for £1, that kind of thing, before you can do any of that, you've got to get people to know who you are. And this is the problem that most businesses face, is nobody knows who on earth they are. So number one then is awareness. You have to build some level of awareness so people know who the hell you are, right? It's one of the reasons we go live. It's why we have the podcast and so on and so on. The number two then is, once you've got awareness, you've got to build some kind of emotional connection. Because without emotional connection, we're just logical beings going from one thing to the next to the next. And the question is, if you're not building an emotional connection with the people that you're trying to do business with, you're just somebody in a sea of somebodies. And so the way that you do this is that you've actually got to try and stand out. The way that you stand out is by creating an emotional connection so that they can match with you on some emotional level. And then number three, of course, is you have to have some call to action. And the call to action is not to sell everything under the sun. The call to action is to sell the next step. And that, my friends, will do us for today. A nice little short one there. Hope you find that useful. Come and have a chat if you want a word about anything, if you've got further questions. And we'll catch up with you in the next session. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.